Welcome in, everybody, to the Regional Radio Group Podcasting Network. I am Seth the Shadow Cooper, and wherever you may be listening, whether that be on the couch, maybe you're in your car, headed home from work, we're here to entertain you in any way, shape, or form. And honestly, this is an exciting time. This is a pretty good time, especially we're getting into the colder and fall weather, and it is currently right now, it is October, and you know what that means. We get colder temperatures, so it's perfect time to introduce a brand new member of the Regional Podcasting Group family, and that's Ann Donnelly of Playcentric. And first of all, welcome to the Regional Radio Group Podcasting family. I know that we've been talking about this for quite some time, and by the way, congratulations. You're the first one to represent us for the Regional Radio Group family, so welcome aboard. But I guess kind of the big thing is this kind of ties in with what you have for your company. So kind of the main reason why I want to ask you is, why did you want to start podcasting in the first place, and what can our listeners and I guess kind of the community expect from this type of podcast?
Thank you, Seth, and I'm really pleased to be your first person to kick off the podcasting. I did the radio show here with the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce, and it went really well. I had a great time, so that's why I thought it'd be a great idea to start podcasting here. I'm the owner of Playcentric Digital Marketing, which I launched here in Glens Falls last year. But I'm an experienced digital marketing consultant. I've been doing this for nearly 25 years now. But I also have a lot of business management experience, and I've just updated all of my materials to say 40 years. I have 40 years of experience. I turned 60 later this month. So that's a lot of experience. I did start very young, by the way. But so I have a lot of years experience and a lot of knowledge in helping businesses get better results, whether it's, you know, sales, memberships, donations, more people in the door, more bookings. So I wanted to have this podcast as a way to get the word out a bit more, to give advice on how businesses, what can get better results, get more sales through digital marketing, traditional marketing, and also to share some stories of successful businesses, people I've met through the chamber, people I work with, as I think that would be really helpful for other businesses and to apply to their own work.
Now, when you integrate it kind of into kind of the podcasting world, what are you hoping to have as a success with Playcentric and having that now, you know, you have the website side of things with your business, you have your weekly newsletter and that goes out. So, I mean, I guess the big question is, what are you hoping to get kind of from the audio perspective than just the sitting down at a computer and typing your fingers away?
Well, I know I listen to podcasts all day long, and most of the people I know do, because it's easy. You can do it while you're working out, while you're driving. So it's another great way to get the word out about your business and about what you can do. Also, I just like to help people. Like, I find people use me as a resource to get information, not just about digital marketing, but just about what's going on. I'm just that kind of nosy person that seems to know what's going on. So people come to me to find out. So I just think that, you know, podcasting is the way to go because it's just so accessible. And as you mentioned previously about the weather change, we're going to be indoors a lot more. So this is, it's in a way, it can be entertaining as well as informational.
You can only picture it, right? Saturday or a Sunday on the weekend, you know, you have your podcast on, you got a book, you're by the fire, it's cozy, the heat's on. I guess kind of the big thing for me to ask you is, when it comes to kind of the digital media world, I know that I'm involved in it here at the radio station and through my own projects and my own ventures. And, you know, everyone talks about the pandemic and COVID and how everything evolved. For you, I guess, you know, looking back on the last 3 years, kind of what's been probably the biggest growth with Playcentric and evolving and within the digital media? And you mentioned the chamber, you mentioned going out in the community. So what do you think's kind of been the biggest growth for you personally and business too?
Well, I've always pretty much worked remotely. I was in Ireland for 20 years, and that's when I started digital marketing. So And most of my clients were tourism related businesses, which was, see, we're looking back 25 years, one of the first industries to really embrace online marketing was the tourism industry, because you're bringing people from far and wide. You can book ahead, you can research things online. So, but then I moved back to the United States 5 years ago, a couple of years before the pandemic, and I was still working with customers in Ireland, both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. So I was used to working remotely. A lot of those businesses were impacted by the pandemic, which created some opportunity for me because they wanted to get stronger with their online, while others had to close down completely. But then now coming back after the pandemic, everyone is seeing how important the internet is and an online marketing to promote their businesses.
I think kind of the biggest thing too, and my dad does printing and things like that. I think kind of the biggest thing is being able to kind of keep that clientele kind of during those difficult times and being able to maintain those relationships. So when people are tuning into your podcast and you know, hopefully they're reaching out and saying, hey, Ann, I listened to your podcast. You know, what are you looking to provide your listeners with as far as in, you know, the podcasting game here?
Well, like I said, it's sort of strategies, techniques, helpful ideas to use digital marketing and traditional marketing, as well as other activities and things that you could use in your business in order to further your reach, to get in front of more people. That's going to be my kind of first bit of information, is how to get in front of people. As well as digital marketing, to get more sales, to get increased sales, to keep customers that you have. Customer service, a lot of my business background is in customer service, so I'd be providing information and insights on how to provide like a high level of service and why it's important. Information about networking, how to get the most out of networking. But again, I'm most excited about these business profiles and getting some other people in and talking to them about how they've done well with their businesses.
And we've also kind of talked ahead of time, going back a few months and just trying to get off the ground and running here. And you kind of mentioned one of the biggest things are is you see kind of the change in the digital media and looking and being able to kind of outreach those sources. So I guess the big question is when it comes to the podcasting game, is it what can we kind of expect? Is it just going to be you on a weekly basis? You're going to bring in interview people from local or maybe even, you know, worldwide and your connections kind of over in Ireland, etc.?
I'm going to be providing a whole mix of that. And hopefully that's not going to throw people off, but I'm going to have some episodes or parts of episodes that will be just me providing my insights and experience on certain topics. But I'll also be having either profiles of businesses with someone or two people in from a business talking about how they've come about with their business, any new things going on, their background. I've been writing for the Saratoga and Glens Falls business journals, and that's what gave me kind of the idea for that part of the podcast, because I generally tape those interviews. So I've been given the go-ahead to use those as for the podcast. So I'm going to be doing them in a format that's more podcast-friendly. I also will be bringing in some people to talk about different topics. So I'm going to be doing a series called Success And. So it's going to be success and different factors that impact on success. And I'll be bringing in people that have experience or a certain outlook in those areas.
You know, I mentioned it earlier. I mean, I get it myself. Your newsletter every week. I believe it's every week you send one out, correct? Is that what it is?
I try. I'm going to be much better about that going forward.
I saw them in my inbox the last 2 weeks. So you're two for two.
Two for two, right? That's what counts.
When it comes to the weekly the letters via email, and you know, I look at them and I see how, you know, how much they're they're full of information, and you can tell that there's a theme there, right? And you want to engage your listeners there. So, I mean, the big thing is obviously this podcast is going to go in that newsletter, but you know, when people read your newsletter, is that kind of gonna what we're gonna get here? Are we gonna get a little bit something different where people are gonna read the newsletter and they're gonna listen to the podcast and say, "Oh, I didn't hear about this or see this on the newsletter, so I'm gonna tune in and listen to what Anne has to say."
Well, that's one of the things I want to be teaching people is how to build a content strategy in order to promote your business. And part of it is using content, like the same content across different channels, and how you can do that so that it's not like people thinking, oh, I'm seeing the same thing. Why should I listen to the podcast if I already read about this in her newsletter or on her website? So you have it in different formats and very different variations of it, so that one piece, like the newsletter, would encourage people and prompt them to then listen to the podcast. So you might have teaser information, like even in today's newsletter, I didn't put my whole article in the newsletter. I put an overview, and then to read the full article, click here to go to my website. So I'd be doing that in similar ways with the podcast. Same thing with using social media to promote those things. You give a little bit of information to show people like, oh, this is something that would help me. I will click through and listen to the podcast or read the news, the article online.
I guess kind of the cool thing is this hyperlink is still there and it's still very useful. You know, you mentioned social media, and I have to ask, out of everything, I guess Twitter, okay, X is per se.
So I keep forgetting to call it X.
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, I almost said TikTok, Snapchat. I mean, you take a look at all of these different social media avenues. What is your favorite that you like to kind of promote your brand on? And I guess we'll give a teaser here. What are your tips and tricks per se for, getting that viral click or hit per se, especially in this area?
Well, I have my personal favorite and I have my professional favorites, right? In the early days, like I said, I'm going back here 25 years, and there wasn't social media 25 years ago, but when Twitter started, I was in Ireland, and there was a very kind of tight-knit, even though, like, Ireland is, somebody asked me the other day, what size is Ireland? Is it like the equivalent of New York State? And I couldn't tell you for sure, but from where I lived, it was like a 3-4 hour drive to Dublin. So that kind of gives you an idea of the size of the country, maybe. And it was a tight-knit online community. So the people all across Ireland, and we were all using Twitter to communicate. Like, we build friendships. We'd meet up in Dublin. We'd have tweet-ups, because back in the day, that was a thing. I would host tweet-ups down in West Cork where I was. And then there was like the Irish Internet Association, which was a great organization that helped bring us all together too. So Twitter was just amazing then. There were a lot of people on it, but nowhere near the number of people that are on it now. But you could really have personal relationships and great conversations. So now it's grown so much, but I do go on it a lot at night when I'm watching old movies on Turner Classic Movies, and we talk about movies and things like that. So I am working on how to get that to work better for me for business too. But the 5,000 plus followers that I have are probably accounts that aren't being used very much anymore. So I really do need to look at that. But professionally, Facebook is definitely where most people are, and it is a good way to get the word out and to get other people to share your content, because I think that's the key to get it to going from just you talking to nobody to getting more people seeing your message. Instagram also is very popular amongst the people I'd be working with. The imagery, people really go for that, and the reels are so important now. But the key for your own business is you need to do your target market research. And that's why I'm going to be starting off the podcast with how to get in front of the right people, because you need to know where your target audience is. What social media are they using? When are they using it? How are they using it? You need to know that information so that you can plan and develop the content and deliver it in the manner that your people are going
to
see it.
I was just about to ask you, what would our first episode kind of talk about? And it's going to be target research, as you just mentioned. I guess kind of to wrap up kind of the introduction of this podcast, Building Success Stories with Anne Donnelly, is do you think, you know, when you look at Twitter, right? I mean, Twitter started out with the egg, and you had the egg as your bio, and you kind of mentioned meeting up with people. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call it maybe a cult, but you see that now with, you know, fan clubs and musicians and certain things like that. So, I mean, when you look at Twitter the way it was from 2009, even to 2019, 2020, before it was sold and Elon made his big changes, do you think that, Twitter's necessarily on the decline per se with everything that Elon's changes have been made kind of to the app?
I'm still waiting to see what the long-term effect is going to be. The short-term effect is that it's not as good as it was a few months ago. And I've been using, like I said, I'm on there at nighttime. That's like one of my things is when I'm watching movies, but also like others, because there's a lot, like you said, about music and things like that on there. But you don't know who's real. Like some of these accounts, they do look like they're sort of bot accounts, but still kind of getting interesting interactions between people going. So I don't necessarily hate the bots, because I think they do serve a purpose to get conversations going.
I was just going to ask you if that kind of hurts kind of the target or research and kind of figuring out what is your demo for your business.
Yeah. But I've also gotten involved in a network of digital marketing people, and we're following each other and we're helping each other out. So there are ways of using Twitter successfully, whether it's just to get information or whether it's to promote your business. But you need to be strategic, and it's about building community. So that's something else I'm going to be talking about. It kind of runs off of how to get in front of the right people. But if you build a community of engaged prospective clients, potential employees, other business partners, you build that community and nurture them, that's going to be the ultimate success for your business. So if you were interested in what you heard today and think that it might help you with your business and want to know how to find out more, go to playcentric.com. And while you're there, you can book an initial call with me. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you at least 3 ways that you can get more customers and increase sales to grow your business. And you might want to consider my new marketing strategy boot camp, which is a day-long session with me. So give me a day and we can transform your business. So don't forget, go to playcentric.com. And if you're not going to book a call, sign up for my mailing list and you'll find out when each podcast episode is coming out and get some other really helpful information.